Welcome to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Lees, a conversation for those who own, manage or protect intellectual property.
Welcome to the Appleyard Lees Green Shoots podcast. I'm Sarah Gibbs, a partner here at Appleyard Lees. Today I'm joined by my colleague and European patent attorney and keen, but he's keen to stress, amateur cyclist, Richard McLennan.
Hello.
And Emma Pulsford from Action Medical Research.
Hi Sarah, hi Richard. Thanks so much for having me on today. Yes, and I'd also like to stress that I am a keen but amateur, very amateur cyclist.
I'd say I cycle, but I'm very amateur and not that keen. But
yeah, that's not true. I've seen you cycle.
It leads us nicely into, actually, because earlier in the year, all three of us took part in Action's Catalyst bike ride, one of your corporate bike rides, where we cycled from London to Bruges over the course of 3 days to raise funds for Action. And ever since then, I've been really excited to sit down with you, Emma, to talk about the causes that you support and share with our listeners why we chose Action as our Appleyard Lees Charity Partner of the Year. And we are very delighted for that to be the case. So thank you for joining us. And let's go straight for it, I guess. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and about Action for anyone who's not aware?
Yes, absolutely. So my job title here at Action Medical Research is a Cycling Events Management Executive, which is a very unique role, I think, within the third sector, as I work exclusively on cycling events as a cyclist. So very enjoyable role, really love it. For those who don't know, at Action Medical Research, we are the UK-wide leading charity dedicated to funding vital research to help sick babies and children. We've been funding breakthroughs for more than 75 years, and we've helped to beat polio, fight meningitis, prevent stillbirths, and develop things like ultrasound scanning in pregnancy. So at the moment, we are funding around 45 different research projects at different hospitals and universities all around the UK into a wide variety of different conditions that affect babies and children.
I mentioned at the top that you are our charity partner of the year. I think it leads quite nicely into why we chose you. So we choose charities that create and enable innovation that makes life better. And each year people can nominate charities and they're shortlisted based on how strongly they fit the brief. And then across the firm, our colleagues vote for their preferred charity. And this year, Action was the obvious choice.
I think that was pretty clear when we went to the Action Medical Research Showcase in London, and it was clear to see that the research you've funded over the last 75 years has been, it's all biotechnology, life science related. It's very much the health of children and babies. And it was good to see real researchers doing good science and being funded to do that good science, which will hopefully lead through into breakthroughs in future.
Absolutely. So yeah, for me, someone coming into this role without a science or a medical background, I'm constantly blown away by the work that some of our researchers do, the breadth of what we're funding and the impact that we can have to help babies and children. Some of the research that we're working on at the moment will have a real effect on children within the next 5 years. So it's just remarkable really to see the difference that the work we can do can make.
The list of your breakthroughs in the last 70 years, it's not a who's who of children's health, but it covers pretty much every aspect. There's folic acid to help spina bifida, the ultrasound technology, rubella vaccines. It covers a wide range of different research. So it's not all about, for example, access in the community or anything like that. There's also what I would call in my science brain, hardcore cell signaling and hardcore biotechnology. And I think it's such a breadth of research that it has a real transformative impact.
There's a breadth of research that you guys fund, but it's actually real world impact. Everyone is impacted by this and or knows someone who has. So it's really relevant as well to everyone who's fundraising for you, taking part in the RISE.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's really remarkable. And the work that we have funded across our time has, as we say, has touched every single person in the UK, pretty much. Everybody knows somebody or has unfortunately been close to somebody who's had a premature baby or has been affected by a premature birth. As we say, the polio vaccine we introduced, that was where we began. We introduced the very first polio vaccine into the UK, which we've all had. Obviously, the rubella vaccine, we were instrumental in that. So yeah, we've made some really huge breakthroughs across our time.
Amazing. I was looking through the list of projects that you funded last year, so in 2024, and it was, as Richard said, it's kind of there's the hardcore science, but also there's the really practical side of it. The story about how premature babies really have an advantage of using sticky mittens for their developmental progress. And so things like that, I was amazed, because you think it's going to be a list of this drug for that and et cetera. But actually, it's really practical things that people are impacted by on a daily basis too.
Yeah, definitely. One of the projects we're funding at the moment, which has become one of my favourites to talk about, is Heather Kitt in Oxford. And she's researching how kangaroo care and skin to skin and gentle touch can help premature babies with their pain receptors when they experience pain through the procedures they're going through. And yes, and that's just, again, another one that can have such a quick and easy real world impact. So yes, lots of those, as well as the vaccines and things like that. There's also some that are a lot more soft touch, as you say, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So I guess I'm interested to talk about where cycling comes into all this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we have, as I say, a number of cyclists in the team here at Action, and fundraising through cycling has been a key part of our fundraising strategy for more than 20 years now. I've just come back from a London to Paris bike ride with 100 cyclists cycling from Blackheath to the Trocadero in Paris. So, and we run one of those biannually, and we've been doing that for nearly 25 years now. So we were one of the very first charities to introduce a London to Paris ride, and still going strong after all this time. Alongside that, we still continue to run a series of mass participation sportives for anything up to really 1,000 riders coming along on a Sunday and doing their first 40 mile or 60 mile or 100 mile bike ride and fundraising for us. So that's really where we began in cycling 20, 25 years ago. We have grown that area significantly. And alongside that, we have our flagship event, I would probably say, in the cycling world, which is our Champions of Cyclesport dinner. So every November, we bring together people from a wide variety of industries and companies, also from the cycling world, the cycling media, to come and learn more about the charity, donate some funds. And the key thing that makes ours really stand out and why it's called Champions of Cyclesport is on your table every year, you can have a champion rider come and join you. So you can sit and hear about their experience. Again, there's a very wide range of current and former pros that have joined us over the years, from Sean Kelly, Sean Yates, Danny King, up to some of the younger, more current pros. So people like Josh Tarling have been and joined us in the past, Lizzie Deignan, Zoe Backstead. So a real huge range of different people where you can sit and enjoy their company, hear from them, hear why they support the charity as well, which is obviously wonderful. So we've had those events for quite some time now. And then in the last 5 years, we've really developed our corporate bike rides. So one day bike rides in the UK, and also a series of overseas bike rides, which is how we ended up working with you guys at Apple Yard Lees and heading out on our London to Bruges adventure earlier this year, which was amazing. We currently have 3 industry bike rides. So one for insurance and reinsurance, which is hugely successful for us and has, in its 5-year history, has generated more than 2 million in funds, which is just phenomenal. We have a ride for construction and built environment sector, which has been going for 8 years now, which is called Ziggurat. And yes, Catalyst, our ride for biotech and pharma, which is the baby of the 3 currently. But I'm sure we're going to take it from strength to strength as we move into the second year in 2026 and beyond.
Well, I guess it makes sense, really, given the research you fund and the connections you already have in the industry and the connections that you would like to make potentially with other people in the industry of biotech and pharma. It obviously would benefit AMR, I'm sure, to make those connections as well. So it seems to align quite well.
Absolutely, yes. So we were very lucky to have worked closely with a group called Biotech Bikers, who have a great network of people working in the industry all across Europe, which has been really instrumental in helping us get this bike ride off the ground and introducing us to all the lovely people we now know well in this space.
Obviously, at Happy Adelies, we are sponsoring Biotech Bikers this 2025-26, and we find that it's a really great network for meeting like-minded people in biotech and life sciences. Networking on a bike is, some people say it's like the new golf or something like that, but I think it's a bit different to that. I think you can go out and you can talk and chat and stop for a coffee, and you don't have to have a fancy bike. You just have to be able to turn up and ride 40 kilometers, and it's a much more relaxed atmosphere than a golf club, I think anyway, but I'm biased.
If I'm being really honest, a couple of years ago, I was probably a little bit cynical. I was like, oh, you just want a day out in a nice place on your bike. And then I was actually privileged enough, as it turns out, to do the Catalyst ride with you guys. And I was struck by how great it was as a networking event. You had a really great group of people who, not just like-minded in the sense that of the, you know, in the biotech space, but like cycling. So you've instantly got loads in common. And as Richard said, you can talk on a bike most of the time, unless you're going up a cobbled climb. But the organisation was absolutely first rate. There was networking in the evening, during the day. It was so beneficial from a networking point of view, as well as from raising funds. So it was win-win, really.
Yeah, no, it's we're really proud, as I say, of our series of networking rides. And we know that as people that like to network, we all know that the relationships have to be built on trust. So if you can sit there side by side next to somebody on a bike and talk about things that are totally unrelated to your business, you know, how Pogacar has got on at the Tour de France, or what you expect to happen in the World Championships later in the year and things like that. If you can talk about pro cycling or your own background in cycling events that you've taken on and just build a friendship and a relationship that way, and then we know that the business relationship follows after that. So it's absolutely key to us to just facilitate the bike riding, and then we know that you guys will benefit from the business relationships that come out of it.
I don't know about you, Sarah, but when we were on the Catalyst bike ride, I don't think I did much chatting about work for quite a few days. It was 90% normal, just chatting about cycling, chatting about life, chatting about whatever. And then eventually you get on to talking about work, because that's what you're there for. Like Emma says, I think it's important to build that general relationship. I find that much easier on a bike ride than meeting someone at a drinks reception or over in a lecture or a seminar or something like that. I think there's something about riding a bike that opens people up a bit more, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it was almost like on the ferry on the way home, I thought, oh, I better talk about work now. We had 3 days of just talking to people and getting to know them, which is actually, people work with people. And I think, you know, you work with people that you like and you've got joint other things to talk about other than just work. So yeah, a bit like Richard, it was actually, I think it's easier somehow on a bike.
Everything seems to come a little bit easier when you're sat next to somebody on a bike. And of course, the achievement at the end as well, that shared achievement of, even if you might come on one of our rides and not be particularly daunted by the distance, there's always still a challenge, you know, as you say, the cobbled climbs and things like that that we've put in this year to make them difficult. The plans I've got for 2026, there's definitely going to be some challenges in there. And just that achievement when you get to the end of the 3 days, well, I've done something really, really remarkable here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what you guys do best. It's the networking side was absolutely worth it. There's the challenge and the achievements, but also to tie that in for a corporate event with actually building a network. And fingers crossed it grows from there, because I know you were saying that the insurance ride is particularly successful. It would be really great if the Catalyst one could follow suit, because it ties in really nicely with the research as well.
Yes, fingers crossed. No, we're working really, really hard, as I say, on 2026 plans.
Obviously, we mentioned at the top that you are our charity partner of the year. We're absolutely delighted that you are. For all the reasons we've talked about, it aligns absolutely ideally with our ethos as well as yours, hopefully. Just wanted to run through some of the things that we do to help you guys. So we've done, in May, I think about 40 of us here participated in a step challenge. I've got the numbers somewhere. There's a large number of steps, about 11 million steps between us, to raise money. And we've got various events that go on throughout the year, some more aligned to sport than others. We do charity bake-offs, bake sales, games night, and we encourage people to sign up for events such as the Leeds or the Manchester 10K, so a bit of running as well, but various things throughout the year. So it's something that's really close to our hearts to have a charity partner and to be active in raising money for you guys, but not just money, but awareness as well is really important. So
there's always something happening, isn't there? The bake-offs seem to be quite popular. Yeah.
Do the bake-offs, then do the step challenge.
Yeah. The correct order, yes. And it's really important to continue to offer those sorts of things. Obviously, we've talked about cycling and a multi-day bike ride, which can seem inaccessible to some people. So it's great to have those things that can introduce the charity to different people in your workplace and give them something that can challenge themselves, whether that's a step challenge, or as you say, a 10K or, you know, a longer running distance and things like that. So always really good to offer those things as well. So yeah, thank you very much for that.
Well, I'm not sure what we've got planned for 2026, but I imagine it will be more step challenges, more baking, hopefully baking, and hopefully some more cycling. Have you got any big plans for AMR? Any new plans or plans you can announce or anything like that?
We are, I mean, maybe not quite 2026. I'm looking at working with Biotech Bikers on an event which will be in September of this year. So that might be of interest to those listening and to people from Appleyard Leeds to come along to. So that will be a 1 day event in September, hopefully. And then outside of that, 2026, within the wider charity, obviously we'll be back to basics with our 1 day sportives and all the things I've already mentioned. We're also expanding next year our Race the Sun series, which is hike, bike, paddle, which I think some people from Appleyard have taken part in the past. Hike, bike, paddle in some of the most iconic locations around the UK. So Lake District, Snowdonia, Brecon Beacons, and we are expanding into some new locations in the south. So we've got the South Downs next year, which is a new one for us. So that's very exciting for 2026.
I mean, you talked about Biotech Bikers and potential collaboration between AMR Biotech Bikers Ride coming up in September. Obviously, Appleyard Leeds sponsor Biotech Bikers, so we know where we can access information about this, but what's the best way to go about finding out about this ride or keeping in contact with AMR and Biotech Bikers?
Yeah, for sure. So for Biotech Bikers, you can find them on LinkedIn. So search Biotech Bikers, or you can also just find them at biotechbikers.com. All the future events, both UK and across Europe, will be listed on there. So as I say, a really fantastic group to be involved with if you're working in biotech and pharma and like riding a bike. And then to keep up to date with everything we're doing at Action, you can obviously check us out at action.org.uk, follow us on social media at Action Events, and also we're over on LinkedIn as well, and people can of course connect directly with any of the people working at Action as well if that's of interest.
And if anyone is connected to Sarah or me and wants to chat about any of this stuff, then we can pass you on to the right person at Action or to Emma or whoever it may be. We can facilitate you talking to them.
For sure. I'm always happy to talk about cycling and bikes on LinkedIn. It's my top favourite thing to do.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. As Emma said, if you're interested to learn more about Action Medical Research, any of the events, or if you are able to support them directly, then head over to the website. Also, if you're interested following us at Appleyard Leeds in our fundraising efforts for Action Medical Research, then feel free to follow us on LinkedIn, where we share updates of the kind of things that we've been up to. But for now, thank you all for listening, and to see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Leeds. If you have a question or issue you would like our IP specialist to discuss on the podcast, email us at ip@appleyardleeds.com.